long term. And that's what multifamily is all about. It's not a get rich quick scheme. And if there's any get rich quick scheme out there, you lose money just as quickly as you make it.
Hello, Ray Giacongino here, and today we're discussing the current challenges with apartment investing. You've heard it a million times. You have a salesperson, they're saying you can pick two, okay? This is not the happy meal here. You can pick two. You can get price, okay? You can get quality, but you can't get the timing. Or you can get the quality and the time, but not the price, blah, blah, blah. You've heard it a million times. Now, apartment investing, it really isn't much different. It's just what we're talking about is different. In apartment investing, there's price, there's debt, and then there's management. So let's go back to 2022. We're going back to last year. You could only get one of the three last year. You could get good debt. You could get good financing, but hiring and property management was a challenge. Okay. And prices were at all time highs. So you really last year, you were only getting one of the three. Now in 2023, in our opinion, things look way better. Why? You can get better prices. The labor market has eased up, so management is better, but the debt is not there. So you're getting two of the three, whereas last year you were only getting one of the three, and we're doing more deals than ever right now. Gino, the interesting thing is that many people have pulled back. They're saying, pencils down, I'm not investing. This is not the time to be investing. Tell the folks why we actually prefer this year, 2023, investing to last year in 2022.
Jake, you were talking about price, debt, management. We call it the buy right, the manage right, and the finance right.
That's I've heard that before.
That's a three-legged framework. And if you want to learn more about that, go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. We put on free trainings every month. We record them, we put them there, and we talk about the different, you know, components of investing. Because every month, things are changing every month, and we're up to date of what's going on with the market. You know, rates go from 4% to 6%. All of a sudden, things start changing. All of a sudden, Jake's talking about the labor. I mean, it's we're starting to actually be able to hire people. But to get to your question, Warren Buffett always said it best: when people are fearful, you need to be greedy, and when people are greedy, you need to be fearful. Last year was a time of greed, and how things changed so quickly. It was a seller's market. We have brokers saying, "You got to slam it, slam that price. You got to get down. You got to just make that offer. You got to you know cash on cash. Don't worry about that." Well, now things are a little bit different, and for me, it's amazing. What's transpired, like Jake said, you know, you can always buy real estate. You can't always sell real estate. And as we're buying these assets right now, we're getting them at better prices. We're able to hire more people. The labor market is loosening up, and there's hundreds of thousands of layoffs going on right now. The Great Resignation is over. People are going back to work right now because the gig economy, that ain't working for them. The stimulus checks, those are starting to run out. So as far as the debt component, what we love about it is you're buying a deal right now. If you're buying a deal right now on actuals and it's working at 6% or 6.5%, what happens in 24 months when rates come back down? Because we all know rates have to come down. It's the cycle, the interest rate cycle, the market cycle. When they do come down, you've had this asset stabilized. Then guess what? You've got all three. You've bought the asset right. You're managing the asset properly. And all of a sudden, you're able to refi that money out, pull it out, and get that, that interest rate down to where it is. And you're able to pull that money out. So you've got all three components. So right now, as Jake is saying, we're seeing prices coming down, and we're seeing the ability to manage these assets. You've got those two right now, long term. And that's what multifamily is all about. It's not a get rich quick scheme. And if there's any get rich quick scheme out there, you lose money just as quickly as you make it. You're buying these assets right now when demographics are favoring us, you know, shortage in housing right now. We know that there's people buying homes less. Home ownership is at a 50-year low. So we see that multifamily is still in demand right now. So focusing on the buying aspect of this and focusing on the management, those are the two pillars that really work really well. If you can find a deal that works with these interest rate in this interest rate environment. Hey, you're buying a deal at 6% with 2 years of IO. That looks really good. In 2 years, you've got this thing stabilized. You're off to the races. As Jake likes to say, you bring that thing out the pasture, go back to a community bank on the refinance or go to agency on the refinance. That deal is looking really, really good 2 years from now.
Yeah, 100%, you know. So think about this too. If you're buying a value add deal like we do many of the times, the next 2 years you're going to be renovating it anyway. So you're going to be on IO. You're probably not going to be paying distributions during the renovation phase. So you buy a deal right now, you renovate it. Then in 2 years, if you, to Gino's point, you got through your all your renovations. Now you're going out. Maybe it's 5%. Maybe it's 4.5%. Lock that sucker up for 10 years. Okay, get a little IO on there, non recourse. Send it out to pasture. You got an amazing deal. You bought it right. Now you have long-term debt in the next 2 years on there. And also you manage the thing properly because you're into it. You renovated everything, less work on your maintenance team. That to me is sweet. Not overpaying for a deal, not having these hard, you know, challenges in the labor market just because the debt is cheap. And that's what forced everybody into the market. So look, once you buy it, you're done. You can't go back. That's why we are so, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Persistent on making sure that we get a good acquisition price because there's no change in it once it's done. On the other hand, though, you can refi. So there is wiggle room there. And then the management, that's the wheel of the wheelbarrow. That's always in constant motion. A lot of work to tend to there, but we really just lean in hard on making sure we're buying these things at the right price.
Jake, when you're looking at the whole framework, people tend to look at when we were buying deals a year and a half ago, and this is, you know, a little bit of history for everybody going forward into the next cycle. When you're buying stabilized deals on bridge debt, you know you're coming to the top of the market. When you're buying deals and they're flipping out every 12 to 18 months, you know you're coming to the top.
And you guys know what we're talking about. Those of you who've been in the space for a little bit, you know exactly what we're talking about.
So what happens right now is we're shifting from that seller's market phase into the buyer's market phase. And this is where the operators really need to step up. This is where you're really going to earn your keep right now.
That's right.
And that's where in this part of the market cycle, you have those operational inefficiencies. That's why Jake is talking about, hey, wow, now's the time to buy. Prices have come down for two reasons. The first reason is the financing. You can't buy a deal that was priced to sell at a 3% interest rate with the debt. The cost of capital has doubled in a lot of instances. So those prices have come down. And the second component is a lot of people got into this business without learning the manage right portion of the framework. They were lured into this is passive income. It can be passive income if you have a great operator. But if you
think it's a business though, Gino. It's a business. Let's be honest. Yeah,
it is. But what I'm saying is you can find those operators that are going to do the deals. You still have to have some type of, you know, attendance to the deal. You have to really pay attention to it. You're maybe not doing the day-to-day operations, but I think a lot of people thought, hey, I'm going to put money into a deal like a mutual fund and walk away and not do anything. So there's a lot of that coming up. We have a lot of deals that are that the debt is starting to expire. That short-term debt, all of a sudden, what happened back in 2008, hey, valuations have dropped. I can't refinance this deal. What do I do? I need to sell it. So there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of current challenges. So wherever the problems are, look at those, not only problems, but look at those as opportunities that you can start buying deals in this part of this new part of the cycle.
Buy right, manage right, and finance right. Well said. Gang, as always, we believe in buying deals for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G-Daddy. We make it happen. We'll see you next time.